show. A big shout out to all my faves and those nooks and crannies across this great country. Boy, I feel privileged to say that I've taken a car from end to end, but you never can see enough of, you can never see enough of the states, because every state has its unique mark. It's twist, it's people, it's food, that kind of thing. I was just thinking about that earlier in the day with the election. You know, the choices for president, such vastly different kinds of men. Even forget the ideology. Okay, we'll put it out there. But the D, the R, the way they were raised, how ultimately they made their mark, that kind of thing, and where they're from. We all have that swell of pride, I guess. I think we have a pride about where we grew up, whatever town it is, whatever state it was in, you know, that you, where you went to school, because people always talk about that. Oh, where are you from? Where are you from? That's like the opening salvo. Where are you from? I think I hear an accent. Are you from? Where are you from? Always, right? Except for the weather. Because remember, I always say that's the common denominator when you get in an elevator. Even if you're shy, somebody makes a comment about the weather when it's extremely hot, or there's wicked cold, or something else is going on with the weather system. It's just a natural thing where you turn to the person near you and you just make a comment about the weather. Now, it's seemingly unnatural that people are making all these comments about politics. It used to be taboo, right? Politics and religion, ooh, don't mention them. You go to a dinner party, you're hanging out in the backyard somewhere, don't bring them up. Now, it's almost, in fact, I would say, I can't recall any time in the last 10 years, whereas when a campaign is getting closer, campaigns are going on and things are happening and we're getting closer to election day, where people aren't talking about politics, aren't ranting about something that's happened, whatever it is, and it's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all now, so the taboo thing about not talking about politics is definitely off the table, let's put it that way. President Obama was stumping all around the country. Virginia, though, was the main stop. I mean, he's just like Romney doing the tour of the battleground states. They're almost there at the same time, and they have been there at the same time. In Ohio they were, but very different parts of Ohio. So Obama, as part of the conversation when he was in Virginia Beach, was only happy to breathe more life into Romney's 47%.
I don't think we can get very far with leaders who write off half the nation as a bunch of victims who never take responsibility for their own lives.
I think 47%, that's like his number. He's stuck with that now. He's carrying it around since that secret videotape. And it's going to come up, I guarantee. I'd be stunned if it doesn't in that first debate. Somehow it's going to wind up as probably one of the questions about taxes and the 47%, the people who are entitled, and what do we do with Social Security, and probably, you know, that kind of thing. TSA is having problems. If you've traveled lately and your plane actually takes off on time and arrives on time and no flight attendants have gotten into a fight, so you've had to turn around and then get back on the plane, if all that's good, you might have problems with something missing when you go through the TSA checkpoint. If you leave something, forget it. It's gone. There, in some places, it's been terrible in Orlando, apparently. And finally, they implanted something in iPads that they purposely left, and they caught one guy red-handed just taking it and taking it home with them. But then there were others that were doing the same thing. Here's Congressman John Micah talking about the thefts.
It's a bureaucracy spun out of control. Needs to be brought under control and make certain that we have the best personnel, best paid personnel, doing the best job possible, not stealing from passengers.
See, now, here's the key. You heard what he said there, the best paid personnel. I mean, I'll say this again. This is completely the way I felt about the TSA since Homeland Security and 9/11 and flying a lot during that time period. Why don't we put the best people there? Why don't we go with ex-cops that would love to work again, that would like that, get the facial cues and clues rather, and can look at people and know when something's awry, or detective types, the same thing. People in law enforcement who would gladly do that. Why can't we have some of those people that are part of TSA crews? The answer is the money and who's running the TSA. It's something, man, something has got to change, because we're headed for a major crash with things getting through, problems with how people are being searched. It's never going to be 100% smooth sailing. And we can argue about the whole safety thing and everything else. But the fact that, okay, now you have to strip down everything, throw it all in the buckets and whatever, and then they're taking your stuff. Oh, man. So you voluntarily are putting them there to go through. And if they take it, or if you leave it, like I said, chances are, especially if you think you're ever going to get on a plane, forget that you left something, or you think you left it there, be very rare, I bet, that you would get that item back. So if you don't want to take planes, it's too much of a hassle, and you like to drive, or maybe you're part of that percent, which is the commuters who go 45 minutes one way and 45 minutes the other way. So that's the commute add-on traffic. A U.S. government report now shows that there's been a 9% increase in car truck fatalities, SUV, for the first half of 2012. It's the largest jump. This is why I bring it up. It's the largest jump since the first 6 months of any previous year. You have to go back to 1975 when they first collected it. So the biggest one. They say that 16,290 people died in crashes this year. That's National Highway Traffic Safety. That's their numbers. And the previous highest increase during the first half of the year was in 1979. And they're trying to, you know, they don't want to speculate on the factors, but they're saying that what's happened, I bet you what they're looking at is maybe texting, things that people are doing in cars. I mean, is that what it is? Not paying attention, falling asleep, or highways? And how much are the highways contributing? Are they falling apart, which they are? Maintenance improvements by the feds and the state? They're strapped. They don't have the cash. That could be part of it, too. The roads aren't as safe because of just the road condition itself. But I wonder how many other things play into that. And that's scary. That's a pretty high number. I think, you know, also it's the distractions, other things, with the texting, with paying attention to something else, talking on the phone, not watching the road, just simple things. Falling asleep, that's huge. Falling asleep, trying to do too much. Movies coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Tonight, you don't want to miss this. A couple of great conversations. One with Mike Bonacorsi. He talks about really simple things that a lot of us don't think about, estate planning. He comes on once a month, and he's all about retirement readiness, no matter what age you are. If you're listening to me and you're 24 and you're thinking, who cares? I'm 24. I can fly. Well, there are good things that you could do to get ready for when you can't fly. And you'll have some serious money in the bank, if we still use money, that is. But the conversation is killer, so that's at the tail end of the hour. Then Dr. Francis Murphy, he's going to join us to talk about the frozen shoulder phenomenon and a new movie called Doctoring and what's happened with Americans because a lot of it is posture. And he talks about how our new sport is sitting. And because we sit so much, you start to look around and watch how people are walking, and that is killing them. And it leads a lot of times to this frozen shoulder stuff. And then also babies, how they're born, what happens, has a tendency to also lead to things like that as well. Scary stuff, but he's great. Two big things coming up at the tail end of the hour, like I said. Right now, though, we have movies. If you have grandkids, if you have kids, if you just like to laugh and you like animated features, this one looks kind of interesting. It's called Hotel Transylvania.
Beautiful baby, with daddy you will stay. And if a human tries to harm you, I'll simply say, because you're daddy's girl.
Ever since she was born, I've wanted to protect my little ghoul. So I created a place where all monsters could be safe.
From them!
Humans hate us. They're vicious. And they're very loud.
Dad, everyone here is ancient.
10:27.
I want to go out and see the world.
Whoa, 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 honey, you're too young.
wrong? I'm 118 years old.
Don't give me the pouty bad face. This is Hotel Transylvania. All of our monster friends are right here. The mummy. Wayne the wolf.
Yeah, it's a mess back there.
And your Uncle Frank's dropping in too. Housekeeping! Hello?
A human! How did you find this place?
Oh, I was just mountain climbing with some dudes and heard this story about an awesome castle.
Speaking of awesome, that cape thing is killing it!
Look at these cool costumes! Check it out, I'm a Franken homie! Whoa, what's your name?
My name's David.
Rex's daughter's in love with a human!
Go to a corner, you're in the timeout!
I'm a grown man!
Seriously, Dad?
You are coming with us!
I'm scared!
Oh. Why did that hurt me?
Out of the way, Grandpa!
Stay away from my daughter!
I think your dad's really starting to like me!
Hi.
Hotel Transylvania.
Now go and never return.
Wait, never return to the hotel?
What? Well, I just used my powers to erase your memory. I looked straight into your eyes.
Oh, maybe it's the contact lens.
What?
Here, let me just try and get him out real quick.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Almost got it.
All right, Hotel Transylvania, you have to love that. You might have recognized some of the voices. Adam Sandler is the Count. And I think it's clever. I don't know that I would go and see it opening weekend, but sure, rental. And definitely with children around. If you have any kids in your life, I think it would be fun to rent it eventually down the road. Or go see it on the big screen if you're looking for something to do. We go from Hotel Transylvania to this other new release called Won't Back Down.
We're late. Go.
This doesn't pertain. I care.
Try it again.
I can't.
Cody, you can do it. Come on.
I don't get it, Mom.
I can't wait. With 10,000 studies about how being poor affects education, I can tell you being poor sucks and my kid can't read.
What happened? Where is she?
Excuse me.
Maya!
I punished her because she does not follow rules.
Are you insane?
I'm going to get you out of there.
We are taking back our schools. Go out there and fight for something better.
You have to find a teacher who has the same ideas you do.
We're going to try something new. We're going to work a little harder, me included.
You want to take over this school with me?
You think that's dumb?
I think it's a knockoff.
There's drugs, there's gangs.
Change the school, you change the neighborhood.
You really think you could turn this around?
I can't say for certain.
100% yes.
I'm trying to explain to you why your kid's thinking.
Don't sell it to some other jerk.
Are you the one out there leading the charge?
That's how you teach. You're really good at it. This is a state. No.
Yeah, maybe.
What qualifies you to run a school?
If you're on campus, you will be arrested.
I admire your ideals, but Malia will suffer for them.
Don't use my daughter to scare me.
The petition will be denied.
You think you got to invest in me?
All out war is how we've got to look at it.
Under attack, we attack.
It's a feeding frenzy.
District offices all over the state are getting slammed with calls. This is not good.
Maybe you don't know me. We gotta see the change we wanna see.
Watching you reminded me of something I've been missing.
My mom used to say, what are you going to do with your one and only life?
Dare to read, speak, and write. Dare to think.
Walk back down.
Have you heard about those mothers that lift one-ton trucks up their babies? They're nothing compared to me.
All right, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Viola Davis are in this movie. Pretty big stuff. Won't Back Down. Looks like an Oscar kind of movie. And it's pretty good. It looks pretty good to me. I saw enough of it that I would recommend it if you're taking your significant other and you want a feel-good movie. It's one of those feel-good movies. You could get a gist of what was going on there. All right, Looper is the one I really want to see, though. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it. Take a listen.
So you're me in 30 years.
So I'm staring into your eyes. Too strange. Your face looks backwards.
Do you know what's gonna happen? You done all this already? As me?
I don't want to talk about time travel.
We both know how this has to go down. So why don't you do what old men do and die?
Why don't you just stick your little gun out between your legs and do it? Boy.
Time travel is outlawed, used only in secret by the largest criminal organizations. When they need someone gone and they want to erase any trace of the target ever existing, they use specialized assassins like me, called Loopers.
You're a looper.
You know what we do? And the only rule is never let your target escape, even if your target is... This is not a good thing. My boss will be searching for me until he finds me.
Sweep the streets, get on.
I'm gonna fix this! I'm gonna find him! I'm gonna kill him!
Hunt him down.
But every second that passes is bad.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna save your life.
My life! Your life!
I know you're not lying when you say you're gonna kill this guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
So it's so important to get retirement ready. Do you love the name of the book, Retirement Readiness? Yep. Creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing for your future. We're going to give a copy away tonight of Mike Bonacorsi's book. He comes on with us each and every month here on America Tonight. And I hope people are starting to really heed Michael's advice, because it's so, so important. You do not want to be one of these people that live into your 90s and you aren't prepared for it. And I just talked to a woman today in Connecticut who has a mother who's 94, rides a bike every day, 5 miles, lives by herself, healthy as a horse, and the key thing is she's not worried about money. She worried about retirement from the time she was young, so she was prepared. What a way to usher in Mike Bonacorsi. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Kate?
You're 90-something riding a bike. Isn't that great?
That is fantastic. I hope I'm there at some point.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so the planning part, and when you say the word, and you hear this all the time, it's like when people see signs that say estate sale. Well, they confuse estate sales with estate planning. So the question is, do you need an estate plan, or is it only if you're super, super rich?
Well, you know, that's a misconception, and I run into people all the time that I talk to or that come into my office, and they say, you know, I really don't have a lot, and I can't really see the sense in having an estate plan. But I got to tell you something. If you own something, if you have bank accounts, if you have stock accounts, if you own a piece of property, if you own a car, if you own anything, you have to have a way of passing the ownership or the use of that property, account, whatever it may be, to another person when you're gone. And it has to be spelled out in a way that it's very clear. Remember, once you're gone, nobody can come back and say, excuse me, did you mean to do this or did you mean to do that? So it's really important that you have an estate plan. Now, depending on how big and how complicated your estate may be, it might be as simple as making sure that your beneficiary designations are on your life insurance. It might be as simple as being a joint owner with your spouse or somebody else that you want to see receive property. But it also might be complicated and involve multi-generational trust, you know, where you have assets being passed on for years and years to come. It all depends on your current situation, what you want to accomplish. It's key to leave directions as to what you want to happen to your stuff when you're gone.
Yeah, because this is the $25 million question, in a sense. If you do not have an estate plan, and I think there's a lot of people who don't, like you said, there's so many misconceptions, what happens?
If you don't have an estate plan, your state, the state that you live in, will be more than happy to create one for you according to their state laws of intestacy after you're gone, which means they'll decide who gets your assets and how much of your assets they get, what proportion they get it. And it might work, it might be exactly what you were thinking, but it could certainly create a lot of problems. Most state laws only go through a very limited amount of close relatives, and then everything kind of drops off. So if you had a friend, if you had a charity that you wanted to make sure that they got a piece of your estate, chances are they aren't going to get anything. The other thing is suppose you have a situation where you have three children, you want to leave child A 10% of your assets, maybe because they're well off and successful. Child B, you might want to leave them 20% of your assets. And child C might have some special needs in their life, and you want to leave them the remaining 70%. Well, that might be your intention, but the state laws are basically going to say each child gets the same amount.
Ooh.
So, once again, if you want to be able to control how your assets are handled at your death, you need to have an estate plan that you put together, that you sat down with your legal people, your attorney, your financial advisor, and hammer it out. Because if you don't, like I said, the state will determine who's going to get your assets. And it goes with everything. And you know, we see a lot of mistakes, even for people who have estate plans, beneficiary designations on life insurance, where, you know, they're blank, or beneficiary designations on IRAs. There's nothing filled in. People just ignore them, just assuming that they'll be taken care of. You're much better off having naming specific people, naming specific ways to transfer your assets at death than leaving these things blank.
And I so agree. I'll tell you a quick story. I was in the bank maybe 6-7 months ago, and there was a woman, pretty young looking, maybe barely 30, and she had two children with her, and she was just hysterical, Mike. And she was hysterical because her husband suddenly died. And I only know the story because she was spilling it out pretty loudly, and they wouldn't give her the money in the account because only his name was on it.
Yeah, and that's perfect example. Now, once they go through the laws of intestacy in her state, doesn't pass to her by a will, however it may pass to her, she'll probably eventually get that money. The state doesn't want your assets.
Right.
But they do have to have a way to handle this. So she'll get that money eventually, but think of the time that's being wasted here. She may have real needs for that money. Maybe
sure.
Just to support herself and her children at that time.
Right, and that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's important. So many people don't, you know, like I said, the guy that doesn't have the life insurance, the beneficiary on his life insurance, doesn't have a will, just completely ignores it all. Well, that's going to roll, and that's going to have to go through that whole process of intestacy, and the state will have to determine, we'll make the determination where that goes. So you need something. You need a will, you need a trust, whatever it is, and the person that can best determine what you need, you know, is your attorney, because this is what they do. They are the ones that, you know, really put together the document to make your estate go smoothly.
And you said put together the documents, so that's the question. What you mentioned some of them, obviously, making sure the signatures are there, the 401Ks, that kind of stuff. But how many documents make up a plan? Does it just depend?
Well, you know, for most people, they need a way to transfer their estate, usually a will or a trust. Those are the two main methods of transferring estates. Beneficiary designations on accounts can be a way of transferring an estate. But the main document that you need are a will or a trust. Another thing that that makes up an estate plan, and you know, estate planning, when you think about it, kind of starts before death and goes past death by transferring the assets. So when I think of the estate plan as before death, I also think about adding a power of attorney for financial, because you may get into a situation where you may not be able to make decisions on your own behalf, financial decisions. So you'll want to appoint somebody to make those decisions for you, and somebody that can act on your behalf if you're unable to yourself. So a power of attorney for finance is always considered a nice piece of the estate planning documents, as well as advanced health directives, so that somebody can make health care decisions for you, even if they have to, an end-of-life decision on your behalf if you're unable to yourself. So those are the main documents that are part of an estate plan. And once again, depending on the type of estate you have, depending on the way you want to transfer your assets, which one of those, either the will or the trust, will work for you.
All right, so the will or the trust. And it doesn't matter, single, married, same thing, same difference. If you're single, you have relatives.
Right. Right, and you know, the laws of intestacy of the state may not get the money to the relatives you wanted to. So that, if you're single, there's even more reason to have an estate plan. Chances are, if you're married, in many cases, the spouse is already on most accounts as a joint owner along the way. But a single person has an even bigger problem, because they usually don't have somebody else on the accounts with them. So as soon as they pass, it immediately becomes an issue as to how are we going to settle this estate.
Yeah, so be careful there. Mike Bonacorsi, we love having you on. Once again, very insightful, useful information. Thanks so much.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now in children, and we're going to explain why. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know how I feel about children and doctors. And there's a new movie coming out called Doctored. And actually, some of you may have seen this already. And Dr. Francis Murphy, chiropractor, is featured in it. He's one of the people in the movie. Doc, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
First, tell us the gist of the movie. Give us a little sneak peek for people who haven't seen it and don't know what I'm talking about. Which, by the way, I'm going to interrupt you for a quick second before you answer that. You can go to doctoredthemovie.com and you can check that out. But tell us how you got involved, how you were asked to be interviewed for it, and the gist of the movie.
Well, there was a conference of chiropractic politicians, if you will, here in Dallas. And one of the president of the World Federation of Chiropractors, a fellow by the name of Mike Flynn, Dr. Mike Flynn, called me up about 10 o'clock in the evening and asked me if I would meet him at his office. He wanted to be treated. He'd been flying around here and there and had some neck pain, and he wanted me to treat him. So I went to my office, and I was working on him, and he got a phone call from the producer of this movie, Doctored. And he was going to meet him the next day, and they were making arrangements, and he wanted to know what he was doing. And he said, well, I'm at my chiropractor's office. He said, well, it's 10 o'clock at night. And he said, well, you know, I don't get a chance to see him. I don't live in this town, and when I'm here, I try to get him to work on me. So he said to him that he's an expert on frozen shoulders. And he says, you got to be kidding me. He goes, I have a frozen shoulder. So the producer of the movie actually had a frozen shoulder. He came to my office the next day, and we met. I introduced him to my staff, and I showed him around the office. I explained to him what causes frozen shoulder, and I went about the business of fixing it for him. And so, and he had had it for 2 years, and he had seen what he said, what he claimed was everybody he could to get it fixed. And so he was an immediate fan of the work, and he decided that I was going to be featured, one of the featured people in the movie. I was honored to be in it because I feel like the movie is worthy of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. From what I saw, there's absolutely no question. I agree with you. And so many more people are actually having problems with frozen shoulder. What do you attribute that to, Doc, for adults? We'll get into the kids in a minute.
So it's all the same thing. It's a central nervous system disturbance that can manifest itself in different people differently. It started out as I had a frozen shoulder patient about 6 years ago, a woman who had been through the medical, paradigm, and they did what they do to people with frozen shoulder, except for she didn't go through the surgery. And I worked on her for about 6 months, not a lot, but once a month. In the beginning, it was a little more frequent. And she wasn't getting any better. And at one point, I had pretty much given up. But she encouraged me to keep after it. She felt as though I really wanted to fix it. And like I tell so many people, she had a lot more faith in me than I had.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't think I'd be able to figure it out. And, when you stay after something long enough, you study it, you try to figure it out, I had a light bulb moment. And it kind of just put together somewhat with the things I was thinking and a picture I saw on the internet, and I just said to myself, I wonder if this could be the problem. And I went back and I researched it in the patient, tried to find the conditions that I thought would be there that would back up or support my way of thinking about how people got frozen shoulder. And sure enough, when I took the x-ray, there it was in plain sight. And so I developed a way to correct the problem, which is generated by poor posture in adults, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Poor posture over a long period of time extends the head out in front of the body, and it stretches the ligaments that secure the skull to the spine and makes them just loose enough to where an event can occur where the skull becomes misaligned or stuck in a position, a puzzling position with the first cervical vertebra, and actually creates a bad neurological problems depending on how lifted and how twisted it is. And frozen shoulder just happens to be one of them.
Yeah. Wow. Well, just great that you dove so deeply into that and you figured it out, because I'm thinking now off the top of my head, you have my wheels turning. My posture's pretty good because my mother was always after me. But when I look around, lots of people have poor posture, Doc. You must see that when you go out to dinner, when you're walking around.
It's hard for me to look away because it's what I do for a living, and so I can never escape it. But it's a product of, you always hear these books that come out about us being hunters and gatherers. And one of the other things that we are nomads. And we were born, our birthright is to walk. And we're built to walk 13 to 15 miles a day. And none of us do that. We sit. Sitting has become the new smoking.
Yeah.
And it really gives us this poor posture, and it ends up stretching our nervous system out, and little by little, we don't realize it, but we're becoming a dumbed down society. We have all these great technological devices, but we kind of lost our birthright thing. Great health.
Yeah, boy,
technology.
I agree. And another thing that you talk about, and this goes back to that with being slumped over, is at your place, you talk about nutrition at the Whole Health Partners. You talk about nutrition, and it really does. So much of that goes back to food, too, doesn't it?
Oh, God. And that's in the movie, too. I think an important part of it is we don't realize that poor posture starts when we're sat at a desk when we're in kindergarten. And you think about it, it's well known now that grain, specifically grain in the United States, can be questionable, what they call GMOs, and there's a lot of fight in California, especially right now, about whether they can have to name their product a GMO or not, but what we're sending our kids to school with is the expectation that they will sit still and study and learn something when they're sent to school on cereal. And that has been the mantra for just generations, cereal. And so that, I mean, it's pure sugar.
Yeah.
Grain is converted to sugar in the body. And then, so the kids are fidgety and you know, they don't learn well, they don't sit well, and then we label them as ADD, and the next thing they're on a drug, and it just could be a whole lot better. It could be so much better.
Yeah. The other thing that clearly we could see, and you mentioned it, we were talking about the movie and Frozen Shoulder, and for you personally, is Frozen Shoulder with kids, and you've really looked at this. How prevalent is this problem, following along with what you were just saying?
Well, there's no correlation between the frozen shoulder and the children. It's developmental problems in children that's correlated to the same disorder of the skull being fixed on the spine in a precarious way. And that happens to a lot of children at birth. Either they have a traumatic birth, or sometimes the birth method, maybe it's forceps, or suction, or there's a breech birth, or there's twins, or some type of involvement while the birthing process is very difficult on the relationship between the child's head and the rest of their body. And when that is not seated properly at birth, the development of the nervous system is never good. And so the child maybe not be able to crawl, or maybe not be able to speak until they're 5 or 6 years old. And these things can be quickly turned around if the problem's identified and corrected.
Yeah, so the key is, you got to look at, you got to watch the kid immediately, and as you just said, watching what happens in the birth situation, so maybe you get to it fast rather than waiting down the line for answers to questions that you don't want to know.
Right. I mean, the fix is kind of easy, but always, you know, the prevention is the way to go, educating the people that are actually involved in these things. And so that they can mitigate the problem to begin with is always the way to go. But then, if we know...
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.